Hello, welcome to News Pox. It's Thursday, September 14th, the year 2006.
Welcome to News Pox.
What is the news?
The news is that there was a dirty immigrant working on a caravan park with AIDS, and loads of girls shagged him and got AIDS off him.
He must be a charmer.
He's since been sent back to Zimbabwe.
Where is the caravan park?
Somewhere down south, Clacton-on-Sea, Essex.
That's cheeky of him, isn't it? Did he know? Did he do it on purpose?
He knew. He did it on purpose.
What a bastard. Chris Langham, we touched on this yesterday, has been charged with sexual assault. It's apparently a 14-year-old girl who he's been touching in an inappropriate way. Not very
good.
Did
she want him to?
Doesn't say. Presumably.
There's lots of different kinds of 14-year-old girls.
There are. There's slaggy ones and there's, you know, innocent ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
And there's
say.
Ones that would, you know, pass for 20.
There are, but he was found, you know, they did find as originally the charges against him of having child porn images on his computer, which would infer that he would go for the more
innocent looking one.
Yeah, the youthful 14-year-old.
Well, that'll be interesting. We'll follow the story through.
Sad though, isn't it? Everyone turns out to be a sex pest in the end. Is that a surprise? Probably not.
No.
Stop fiddling with your bra.
Why?
It's just distracting.
Sorry. Whitney Houston has filed for divorce.
Finally. From cheeky Bobby Brown.
I only hope she
It's her prerogative.
You know, okay, I only hope that she can sort her life out a little bit.
Well, I mean, if worst comes to the worst, she can always go out with Abu Hamza. No, not Abu Hamza. Bin Laden. He has a crush on her.
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
He wants
to marry her, so she could be well in there.
Which would you go for?
Maybe, I reckon, to be honest, I don't think the two stories are a coincidence. I think last week, Bin Laden says, quite fancy bit that Whitney Houston this week. She goes a bit bored of Bobby Brown.
I like a man who's powerful.
I would be surprised if her and Bin Laden have matching tattoos by this time next week.
It's true, no one's seen him for a while. He's been holed up with her. Acting out scenes from
Bodyguard. Hugh Laurie says that he doesn't find putting on an American accent very easy.
No.
He still struggles with it.
I think they should do a series where he just has his lovely English accent.
It would be weird.
It'd be nice though.
Yeah, I like him with an American accent.
I don't mind it, I've kind of got used to it.
And a bit stubbly.
But, you know, he's got a nice accent. Helen Mirren has been cut off in a prime.
Well, I picked out this story as well. She's saying, she was at a press conference and she implied that Inspector Jane Tennyson from Prime Suspect would be killed off in the next Prime Suspect. Mm-hmm. But then she was also heard saying, "Ooh, that's the best bit of acting I've ever done." So it might not be true. She's good though. I've cruelly.
Yeah.
I'm a bit like Heat Magazine today. I've done a circle of shame.
Have you cruelly likened her to the Queen?
I haven't liked it. She's playing the Queen. I quite want to see that film. But look, she's a foxy lady, but she does seem to have quite puffy ankles. A circle of shame.
Some crutches.
Puffy ankles. Well, not really, but a little bit. She is 61 though, so I think they're the normal ankles for a 61-year-old. But she's got a lovely cleavage.
She has. She's got a good face.
Yeah, she's cool. I generally like her. All round. Gwyneth Paltrow's been pictured with her hair looking a little bit of a mess.
Oh dear.
How dare the mother of two have messy hair?
It's pathetic, isn't it?
She should have
plenty. What are we paying her for?
I don't know.
Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin. They've printed the last ever snap taken of him just before he fell to his death.
He fell to his death?
Yep. He fell onto the spike of a fish. And It's weird because I looked at that picture and thought, well, they must be brothers.
Mm.
But they're not at all. It's just all Australians look like that.
Sort of red and blonde.
Yeah.
And they're wet.
Because you would think, wouldn't you, looking at that?
Yeah, they look quite similar. They've got a similar smile.
Very similar.
Hmm.
But apparently not.
Madonna played a concert in Moscow. I think, I don't know if it was last night or the night before, but, well, it's been deemed a little bit of a flop, generally.
Was that because of the tits?
Not because of the tits. Primarily, the concert was very expensive. It was a 55,000 capacity venue, but it wasn't full because the tickets cost £500, which is nearly 2.5 times a monthly Muscovite wage.
Bloody
hell. So, quite expensive. A third of the seats were empty, and 10,000 of the seats were taken up with cops who were there to protect her because the mafia had threatened to kidnap her. So apparently all the people who were there, so it's 55, a third of them are empty.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I can't work that.
About 18,000.
Right. So, okay. And then there's 10,000 taken up with, so let's say there's 30,000 people there, a generous stab at it.
Mm-hmm.
They were all too scared to do any dancing because there was lots of police there with guns.
Why would you need 10,000 police looking after her?
I don't really know. I mean, I think it was the Moscow police decided they wanted to go and see Madonna for free, so they all went.
Hmm.
One fan moaned later, "It was closer to Lionel Richie concert than Satanic Orgy." That's my Russian voice. Won't be doing that one again.
Closest to Lionel Richie.
But there's all this controversy that it was going to be
like a satanic orgy.
Hmm. It was going to be it's anti-religious and so on, but they're saying that a bit more like Lionel Richie.
Gosh.
He's like the opposite of Satan. He is in fact God.
Gaz has been on a 7-hour betting binge.
Oh dear.
A British paedophile who faced death by lethal injection after being found in bed with a teenager has walked free. The 14-year-old girl didn't turn up in court to testify against him. If she had have done it and he'd been found guilty, he would have been killed by lethal injection.
Mm.
The girl's disappeared without trace, so I think maybe they need to do him for murder. But we'll see if we find her.
There's a picture here. We've discussed this already, of the potential future leaders of the Labour Party.
Yep.
Two Allens and the Gordon. Milburn Johnson Brown. I think maybe what we should do is get some pictures of politicians and put together our top, who'd be our
top
ideal.
Trumps.
Who'd be our, no, but cut them up and take the features from various politicians.
Right.
And make the ultimate.
So are there any features there that you're keen on?
She's now pointing at Alan Johnson. No.
No, me neither.
To be honest, it would just be Gordon. I love him. I don't think he's right for the job, though. He's too good at maths. Canada. The whole country's in shock at the moment due to there being a big shoot-up at a canteen in a university. Something that doesn't ever really happen in Canada.
No, you think we're safe in Canada.
You do, because Michael Moore says we are. But it turns out we're not. Only one person has been... Well, one person was killed. There's 5 critical. About 20 people were shot all in all.
God.
Dreadful.
So for some 25-year-olds on a crazy rampage, it'd probably turn out that he's an ex-student and has got psychological problems and...
Yeah, all sorts. He's probably been listening to Marilyn Manson, just been dumped.
Well, apparently he was wearing a floor-length long black coat, so
really?
Possibly.
Did he have, like, pale contact lenses in?
He had spiky blonde hair. I imagine him to have been wearing gothic makeup.
Was it Pete from Big Brother?
I don't know. Could have been. A 47-stone man was winched from his 4th-floor flat in a bear's cage in Essen, Germany.
Fucking hell.
47-stone, they have to put you in a bear's cage.
Why did they have to winch him out? Did he need to go to hospital?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know if he's dead or maybe, or what.
Oh, talking of dead people, the story, I'm skipping.
Do you see them?
I do see them, yeah. The story about an old man, his wife died, and he just couldn't quite bear to live without her.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he kept her dead body in bed for 5 months until it went all mummified. Eventually, police came round and went, she's dead. And he's like, yeah, no. It's a bit like Bombhead in
Hollyoaks. She mummifies.
That's what it says. Desiccated, she was. You'd think it'd go through a phase where it smelled quite badly, though.
I mean, it would have gone through a phase where it would have liquefied and loads of flies would have come and eaten it and loads of maggots. So I don't understand how he could have possibly.
Well, probably kissed it every night. And then if you think about. Okay, I'm comparing with many fictional things now. Mm-hmm. You think about Psycho,
yeah.
And his bum's all. Oh.
Was that your stomach?
No, that's me going, ooh.
Oh.
If you haven't seen the film Psycho, close your ears now. So at the end, when it turns out it's his mum and she's dead, and you haven't seen it! Oh, for God's sake. Anyway.
What right. Does she look like when she's dead?
She looks just kind of like a shrunken head, really. You don't see her very much, but she hasn't gone. She's gone dry, she's not gone squishy.
Yeah, I don't think that's very realistic.
Well, I would say that Alfred Hitchcock has done his research. I trust him to.
Well, I watched a programme on Channel 5 the other week about people who go and clean up dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you liquefy on the inside, and then so all the liquid is forced towards the bottom part of your body, and then your skin will just burst like a balloon. And first of all, like maggots will start growing in your eyes and your mouth and any like bits that are open. And then the rest of you, and it's, you know, it's not something that you can, I can imagine being in bed with that. If you just stayed as you were but were cold, fine. Carry on, you know, doing everything really. I mean, not you can have a chat, but do most other things.
There's been a debate. Scientists have proved that men are more intelligent than women. But the scientists are blokes, so the Daily Mirror, they're taking it with a pinch of salt. And what they've done to prove whether men, take two sides of the argument, is they got some very intelligent columnists to discuss it.
Right.
Colleen Nolan, she says boys are cleverer. Richard Hammond says girls are cleverer. So they've thrashed that out, and that's the answer to that problem. I don't know what the answer is. I would say there's different sorts of intelligence.
Yes.
You can test an IQ, you can test a sort of, a kind of, you know, I can't think what the word is, an academic intelligence almost, but there's an emotional intelligence which I would say women are better at.
Yeah.
And also women are better at coping with doing more than one thing at a time. I don't know, I think it's different.
There's different,
strengths and weaknesses, isn't it?
You know, every woman is different, every man is different, and also men and women are very, very different. So, because it's stupid to even try
it's
to...
It's silly to make a sweeping judgment like that.
A man set up a very expensive alarm system in his house,
mm-hmm.
which meant he could log on the internet and look at his house, and look at all the rooms in his house.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like he was sat on holiday, obsessively...
Not really enjoying himself.
Obsessively refreshing the screen. And suddenly, his house was filled with robbers. He said, I was furious, I wanted to kill the bastards, but I phoned the police. And then he sat and watched as all the police ran into the house, caught them all. Pretty good. Sounds like a shit holiday, though.
It sounds like a shit holiday, and also, I mean, he must have spent quite a lot of money setting up this thing, the CCTV. Why didn't he just put some alarms or secure his house a bit better?
20,000.
Yeah, he could have secured his house a bit better, and then he could have enjoyed his holiday more.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be my, you know, it's intelligent that he set up CCTV, but if he was a woman, he'd have enjoyed his holiday and just put, you know, like on that TV programme when they send a burglar around, and they go, oh, close your windows.
Well, like in Misery, when she gets her hairs and puts them over, like, books, so you can see if the book's been opened or not.
That's not really going to have a place next to his DVD player, is it?
But he'll know. He'll know.
Yeah, okay. He'll know looking at the DVD player because the hair will be broken. Strictly Come Dancing is back. It's got some lovely contestants. Baby Spice, Emma Bunton. I think she'll be good.
Yeah.
And then your mum said, and then the sister said.
And then I'm represented, and then I get to see
Peter Schmeichel, he's a goalkeeper. Carol Smiley and Jimmy Tarbuck.
Oh.
And then there's your general kind of, they're the good ones.
Right.
Then there's your general kind of rubbish. So someone from Coronation Street, someone who plays rugby, DJ Spoonie, Misha Paris, someone from Coronation Street, someone from Casualty, a cricketer, Nicholas Owen, the newsreader, Jan Ravens from Dead Ringers, and I think that's Ruby from EastEnders.
Hmm. I'd put my money on Tarby.
I'm going to put mine on Bunton, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think she'll be good. And she's very sweet, people would like her.
Lots of people in Brainerd are in debt, we know that. There's no sperm anywhere, no spare sperm at the clinics.
Oh, yeah.
New law. Everybody predicted this would happen.
Yeah, because now you are entitled to know the name of the person who's spunked in the jar for you.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can...
So you can trace down your father. And
there's
so
no point of
doing it anymore.
There's not the point of just having a wank and getting a fiver.
This is shocking. It's a spread here of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 women, all quite young. What have they got in common?
Don't know.
They're all trained as nurses. Mm-hmm. They're all unemployed, can't find any work.
Oh.
Apparently, NHS Trust have been forced to axe jobs, and these girls will graduate from the Queen's Medical College in Nottingham. 300 people graduated this summer, and only 23 of them have actually got jobs, which is appalling.
Gosh. I mean, you'd think that it's the same rate of people leaving the professions going on.
Apparently not. They're
obviously fucked up somewhere. Two teenage girls watched their mum being shot by their dad and then watched him shoot himself. They're apparently...
Did they record it on their mobile
phones? They're very upset, apparently.
I'll see what we're going to do later. I'm going to watch my footage of Christian on the mobile phone. I'm probably going to delete it because it was rubbish, but I think we should watch it before
yeah,
I do.
Definitely.
Wind turbines are going to be used to power Blackpool's illuminations. That seems very sensible to me.
It does. There's a lot of wind in Blackpool, especially on the prom.
Mm-hmm.
Little Leon Pom Pom. Fred Elliott's going to die.
I say.
He's going to die. In the arms of Audrey. On his way to his wedding to Bev, but he's always loved Audrey.
Bev? Who's Bev?
Bev Unwin.
Oh, I was going to say, I was thinking of Beverly Callard, but that's her name in real life. She's the slutty one. McDonald.
Oh, McDonald, no.
Okay. Mark Oaten's wife has spoken out. She says that she took him back because he'd obviously been in the dark place. And she says there's lots of dark corners in Mark's childhood that they don't want to talk about.
Oh, but they will.
Probably.
I smell a book.
I smell a red boy. Or some shit in a bag.
Andre Rene, 42, faces jail after pouring hot fondue fuel on her lover's willy in Montreal, Canada. I like their use of the word willy.
I just like the fondue fuel. It's meth, isn't it? That's what I've used in my fondue sets.
I don't have a fondue set, so I don't know, but I'd have thought...
We're looking forward to our next fondue party.
So that's two crimes that have happened in Canada.
Two, yeah. The crime rate in Canada...
Soared.
Skyrocketing. Two in a day.
Poured it on her willy. Did he have his willy out?
He must have done.
Maybe he'd been dipping it in the fondue.
Going to suck this
going,
off.
Yeah, come on. You know you want it, bitch. And she went, ooh.
What a waste of expensive Swiss cheese that was.
Or maybe it was a chocolate one. Who knows?
A woman who was really drunk. She was so drunk she had to be driven home by her friends. They let. She went into her house, went to sleep with her toddler on the sofa, killed the kid by squishing it.
Oh.
She was a big drunken whore.
That's horrible.
That to me seems like a
poor behaviour.
I imagine
waking up and finding a blue baby and everything.
Well, and you'd have a hangover as well.
There's been a gay orgy on a Navy warship.
Brilliant, I would love to see that.
Just imagine all those tiny little bottoms. up in the air.
All those little sailor's hats, yeah. They'd still be wearing them.
They've got the right hair.
Their flares would be like on a fan. Just cast them aside. Brilliant.
A Royal Navy chaplain yesterday claimed he quit after witnessing a gay orgy nicknamed Naked Mess on board the destroyer HMS Manchester.
Oh,
he also witnessed drunken knife and fist fights and saw the ship's executive officer drunk and chasing women. He said messmates invited him to a sex club, teased him about preferring the missionary position and once smacked his bottom. He also served on HMS Albion, claimed he was ordered not to wear his dog collar during his initial sea training. The Ministry of Defence admits sex harassment but denies sex and religious discrimination. I think that's brilliant.
That's a good story, I like it. Yeah. It's conjured up lots of imagery for me.
Yeah, we could write a film about that.
If you go to Woolworths...
Naked Mess the movie.
They've got £5...
only.
They've got a £5 deal on. You can get a Play-Doh 50th birthday set. I think it's got 50 pots of different kind of Play-Doh in it. £5. I'm going to say that's a bargain. Snap it up. There's a bit of a fuck-up in space. They were trying to...
is Piers okay? Piers the astronaut.
He's back, isn't he?
Is he not gone again?
I don't think somebody so. Else I think it's him. Yeah, Steve McLean and Joe Tanner.
Ooh, I like the name Joe Tanner.
I like Steve McLean. Anyway, they're supposed to be mending something, a space station, but they keep losing the screws. It's a bit like maybe putting together some IKEA shelves.
I imagine it's like Lego.
Yeah.
All I ever made from Lego was robot schools.
Robot schools?
Yeah.
I made a telephone once out of Lego. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Mm. Didn't work.
Oh.
It was good. Nun attacks cheap priest. A jealous nun allegedly set lights to a priest's house and threatened to kill him with a machete after finding him in bed with another woman. He's a 70-year-old priest. He's shagging a nun and another woman. It's in Sicily. He's filthy.
Men of the cloth often are.
Well, at least he wasn't fiddling with the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Town hall jobs were ordered people to...
we've been going on for 22 minutes.
They're banning mats, draw mats.
Right.
Apparently they're dangerous. So, that's it.
A gay man who's humiliated... by pornographic graffiti on the loo walls. His name is Chris Martin.
That's good. The Sun have printed some pictures about global warming, and what they've done is they've taken a picture of somewhere in the winter, mm-hmm. somewhere in the summer, and said, look, snow, no snow, see how it's happening? very lazy the Sun.
Oh, there's a real life story in the Mirror. The woman who got married, but she couldn't say I do because she'd had... cancer of the tongue and had her tongue and voice box removed.
The perfect wife.
Can you imagine that? I mean, I suppose you've cut down on your mobile bill.
Try to say I do without using your tongue.
Ooh. There's a couple of other things I wanted to bring up. I found quite a lot today. How long is premature ejaculation? You've been wondering, haven't you?
Yeah.
I know you've been thinking a lot about it. Dr. Miriam Stoppard says anything longer than 7.3 minutes is normal. But in a group of more than 2,500 men from 121 American centres, it was less than 1 minute. So this apparently is a miracle drug that will stop people coming.
And what about women?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think a woman can come too quickly, frankly. Now, this is in the problem page. Dr. Miriam Stoppard, Tom Stoppard's ex. This is just probably the most stupid problem I've ever read. Mostly about sex and stuff, but I picked a slightly more boring one. My son cut his leg deeply when he fell off his bike and had to have 16 stitches. That was 4 days ago. The wound is healing well and he wants to take off the dressing. I'm in two minds. My granny used to say, let a wound dry out, but won't it get infected? He insists on having a shower with his cuts uncovered too. I I think your granny's been proved right, and I'd encourage your son to leave his scar uncovered to heal. That's what she said. But you think, right, so this woman, she's going, he wants to take this, it's been on 4 days, 4 days ago. Tell you what, oh, I need an answer to this, because he wants to take up the dressing. No, once he's on, I'll sit down, I'll write a letter to Miriam Stoppard, I'll post that in to the Daily Mirror. She'll read it. She probably only goes and opens the mail once a week, does them all in a day. And then she can reply. And 3 weeks later, I'll have the answer to my question, by which time, of course, it will be completely healed up. Why didn't she phone up NHS Direct or something?
I'm going to say, I suggest phoning NHS Direct. They're very good, and they even phone you back if they're busy.
Well, that's news for today. We've been on for 26 minutes, which is too long. But Zia's going to be away for a while now, so savour this moment, because it's been, you know, it's the end of a beautiful partnership.
I'm going to be phoning the news in, though, from the White House and from the Statue of Liberty, or maybe Ground Zero.
Oh, do it from Ground Zero.
I'm phoning the news from Ground Zero, the White House, and where else? Somewhere in Philadelphia.
Somewhere in Philadelphia, next to the cheese factory.
Cheese steak, something like that.
thanks for listening. We'll be back soon.
I'll get you all a fridge magnet.
Brilliant. Bye.
Bye.